You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Noah Baird from Matilda on Broadway, A Christmas Story Live, and DuckTales is here. Madison Lagares from On Your Feet Broadway and School of Rock Broadway is here. Audrey Simone from Acapop Kids and Fly is here, and we are going on with the show with Grant Steele, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I have such a great show for you today. 2020 seems to get crazier every day. Things get better, and then they get worse, and then better again. And the cycle continues. Let's see, we have coronavirus, locusts, murder hornets, a Godzilla Sahara dust cloud, a possible new swine flu, and so many other things. Do you think, like, in 10 years from now, when someone starts acting all crazy, we'll be like, hey, stop acting so 2020, you need to sit down. Speaking of sitting down, a woman recently had a sit-in at Costco after refusing to wear a mask, or as all parents of little kids like to call it, a tantrum. One thing I can't calm down about is how great today's show is. To start things off, I'm so excited and thrilled to welcome back my friend Noah Baird to duet with me on this great song from Next to Normal. Here's I'm Alive.
Fairy, you'll find it. Come closer, I am more than memory, I am what might be, I am mystery, you know me, so show me, I appear, it's not so clear if I'm a simple spirit.
Stranger, who knows you too well.
so much for duetting with me, Noah. Make sure to check out Noah on his Instagram at noahbear.official. My next guest has been working on a virtual production of a musical based on a best-selling children's book series. 100% of the proceeds from ticket sales will benefit the organization No Bully. I'm so happy to welcome Madison Lagares to tell us more.
Hi, Madison.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
How have you been staying busy since school ended?
After school ended, I've been focusing on doing some virtual acting classes, Zoom dance classes, and social distance play dates, which has been really fun. I got to go to the beach with one of my friends to do some filming for something. It's in my Instagram, Madison Lagares Official.
With everything being virtual, how are you staying connected to the arts while at home?
Fortunately for us, we've been able to do all these Zoom dance classes, acting classes, and it's available for us to be a part of. And I've worked with CODA now for about 5 years. Yeah, I've worked with them for about 5 years. And it's just so fun getting to work with them. And doing this virtual show, it's just been so, it's been so amazing, and it's such a new experience, and it's just really fun to do. So, and we get to stay at home for it, and it's just super fun.
Who are you playing in Peace, Love, and Cupcakes?
I'm playing Kylie Carson, who is the founder of the Cupcake Club.
What is the show about?
So the show is about a girl named Kylie Carson. She is in middle school, and she really loves monsters. She loves, monster movies. She loves Dracula. She loves all of those kind of things. And because she likes it, people perceive her as different. And so because of that, people are bullying her, and people are making her feel like just really bad, and they're putting her down. And so her and her friends decide to form a cupcake club, and that basically brings the entire school together, and it makes everyone happy. But there is an antagonist in the show, or a villain, and her name is Meredith Mitchell, and she tries to sabotage the only thing that's bringing the school together. So watch the show to find out what happens at the end. Does Meredith end up sabotaging it, or does the whole school live together happily and no more bullying happens?
Where can our listeners and viewers watch the show?
If you go to codaproductions.com, there will be a lot more info on that website.
Do you have a favorite song to sing in Peace, Love, and Cupcakes?
I definitely love the song Different. It definitely, during the song, throughout the song, it shows her maturity. And it definitely says, even though people perceive me as different, I'm going to make a difference someday. And it's also very cool because throughout the show, she matures. And in the first song, Different, she says, I'm going to make a difference someday. And at the very end of the show, she says, I'm going to make a difference today. So I feel like that's just a very important part of her maturity level and how people perceive her as a person. And I'm really proud to say that 100% of the proceeds from ticket funds go to No Bully.
Ah, that's so cool. What do you think about singing the song with me to give everyone a sneak peek?
Of course. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Bye.
always sure what the scene is all about. Every day I try hard to shake this strange routine. It's just a matter of time before they figure out that different is and always what it makes me. Different only makes me misunderstood. And that which makes you different may be just the thing that can change the world for good. And I can make a difference.
So much, Madison. Please make sure to check out Peace, Love, and Cupcakes at codaproductions.com and support No Bully. My next guest has also been hard at work during quarantine. She's a part of the Voices of Hope virtual choir and Aquapop Kids. She was also in the new musical Fly prior to the pause of live theater. I'm so happy to welcome Audrey Simone to the show.
Hi, Audrey.
Hey.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on as a guest today.
Thank you for having me.
I know that you were in the new musical Fly at the La Jolla Playhouse when COVID paused all theater. How far into the run were you?
Well, we had 23 previews, and then we made it to opening night. And then after opening night, we had about 2 shows. And then after the second show, we found out that morning that we weren't going to have a show that night. So it stinks, but it was a fun experience, so it's cool.
What is Fly about?
So Fly is a modern take on Peter Pan. It's through Wendy's eyes. It's basically it's Wendy's take. So it's how she saw everything that happened. And so, yeah.
In the show, who did you play?
I played Slightly, who's a lost boy, which was actually a boy, not a lost boy who was a girl. And then I also played Jane, who's Wendy's daughter. So that was really cool because they actually played like different genders. And one was like a raspy, tough little boy. And then I got to play sweet little girl. So cool.
And of course, I have to ask, did you get to fly in the production?
Yeah, I did actually. I was one of the 4 people that actually did get to fly, which was cool. So yeah, I got to fly to the top of the theater, which was really fun.
Did you have any like special training to fly?
I did. So I got to I first flew in the rehearsal room where it was a lesson where they just put me up in a harness and they just swung me around and they even let me go upside down when I was just practicing. So it was cool. And then I also got to fly in the theater like a month later. And so that's when I actually took my first route, which was cool, that I was going to actually take in the show. And then I got to fly during the dress rehearsal. And after that, I just flew into previews.
In addition to Fly, I have seen some amazing videos of you singing with Aquapop Kids. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so Aquapop Kids is a 100% acapella group, 100% kids group. And so, yeah, that was really cool. Our founders were the people behind Pentatonix, and also Scott Hoyne, who's in Pentatonix, is also one of our founders, which was also really cool.
That's so amazing. Where can our viewers and listeners watch the videos?
You can listen to them on Spotify and all music platforms, iTunes, and then you can also watch us on YouTube, Aquapop Kids. So
that's so great. I know that you're also part of the Voices of Hope Children's Choir. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so I'm in the Voices of Hope Children's Choir. We were on America's Got Talent in season 13 2 years ago, 2019, I was eight. it was really cool because during the Judge Cuts round, we got the Golden Buzzer by Ken Jeong. And we, in the quarterfinals, I also got to sing a solo in the choir, which was also really amazing. We made it to the semifinals and we almost made it to the finals, one spot away.
Where can our listeners and viewers watch the children's choir?
We have a few songs with collaborations of different artists on Spotify. And then you can also watch our videos on YouTube, Voices of Hope Children's Choir. And we've been doing like a lot of virtual choir videos lately. So that was fun.
Oh, and would you like to sing a song with me today?
Yes, of course.
What song do you want to sing, and why did you choose that song?
I'm going to sing I'd Rather Be Me from Mean Girls. I chose this song because it's telling you that you shouldn't change who you are for anyone else. Just be yourself and stay strong.
Well, that's such an important message. I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Let's do it.
So much, Audrey. That was so great. Like most of us, students from around the country were in shows rehearsing and had to stop because of the coronavirus. We are so excited to feature our next guest, whose show was canceled, and give him a chance to go.
On with the show!
Grant Steele was cast in his school theater's production of Les Mis as Marius, but it was unfortunately canceled due to COVID-19. Let's bring Grant on here and see how he's getting through this pandemic.
Hi, Grant!
Hey.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about your show that was canceled because of coronavirus?
So we were going to be doing Les Mis with my high school, but because of Corona, it got canceled. But you know, it's a bummer.
Did you have a favorite song to sing in the show?
I think my favorite song was One Day More. It's right before intermission. That's because everyone just comes together and like all of the leads are on an ensemble. It's just this huge, massive song that sings. Everyone's in harmony. It's awesome.
I've seen Les Mis I've seen it like 6 times. It's probably one of my favorite Broadway shows.
Yeah.
And One Day More gets me every time. It's so
amazing.
Good. So good. Do you have any dream roles or shows?
I would probably say like the first show I've ever seen was Newsies. And so I think my dream role is Jack Kelly. Just, you know, that's just that big power role. And then I think dream shows would probably be, you know, like Phantom of the Opera, Jekyll and Hyde, and just those like fun, popular shows that are just like out there. And yeah.
When Broadway reopens, is there one show that you are really, really excited to see?
I think Miss Saigon. My friend and I were going to go see that right before it got canceled. But, you know, it's going to open back up, and I think that's what I'm most looking forward to. Yeah.
I know that it's really, really a challenging time, but has there been anything positive that's come out of this all for you?
I think I would say that I've had a lot of time to just like think and like know what I want to do with my life. And also it's given me a lot of time to work with piano and excel with singing and just doing what I love.
Oh, and what song will you be singing for us today? And why did you choose that song?
I'll be singing Beautiful City from Godspell. And you know, I chose that song just because our world is in such like a tough time right now. And I feel like that song really is a song that people need to hear.
Well, I'm really, really excited to hear you sing it. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Out of the ruins and rubble, out of the smoke, out of angels, but finally
was wonderful, Grant. Thanks again to Grant Steele and our other special guests, Noah Baird, Madison Lagares, and Audrey Simone. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. Also, please check out my TikTok, @JoshuaTurchin, and look for some of my commitment videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.